drinks and a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do. Wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you
dedicating today's show to my friend Ralph Lovell, who died 2 days ago. Served with him in Vietnam, and he was my best man at my wedding. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Steve Hunt. Steve is in the John Moore Radio Show economic advisor, economic and finance advisor. He really pays attention very closely to what's going on with the United States economy, the world economy. At my website at thelibertyman.com, you'll see what looks like a Christmas package there, a red box with a gold ribbon on it. Just click on that, and you'll be at Steve's landing page for Swiss America. Steve is a part of Swiss America. Great outfit. He'd be glad to send you some wonderful publications. You can sign up for the publications right there, or you can call his toll-free our line at 800-630-1491. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Well, really good. Looking forward to a beautiful day here in the Ozarks. How about yourself, sir?
It is nice and toasty down in Arizona. For anybody who wants to come visit, it's 110 degrees.
110. Okay.
Ready.
Well. And you're on Mountain Time or Pacific Time?
We're on Pacific time right now. We don't have daylight saving time in Arizona,
right.
So we change halfway through the year.
So it's 0700, and it's 110 degrees.
It's beautiful.
That's breathtaking. That's breathtaking. each week brings new insanity on top of the old insanity when it comes to finance, the economy, jobs, money, gold, silver. What updates you got for us this week, sir?
You know, there's just a lot of numbers that are starting to come out slowly. You know, the bankruptcy numbers are starting to come out. You know, they're coming out way too fast. You know, this is something that I was worried about. The companies, the big companies that, you know, have 50 million plus in liabilities, you know, already there's been 27 companies in just May by itself. 27 companies over 50 million in liabilities, you know, file for bankruptcy. It's just, you know, this is going to spiral more and more. You know, these companies can't stay in business, and then they're struggling, and all this debt is going to go somewhere, you know, and I've talked about it before, what this debt is going to mean. You know, it's just going to keep piling onto the snowball effect that it's going to get bigger and bigger. You know, the jobless claims, we just hit over 40 million, you know, during this pandemic, and you know, unfortunately, I think, you know, like I said, we're not even at the tip of the iceberg yet. I think this is going to get a little bit worse before it gets better. But, you know, there are things you can do, you know, as far as your finances, you know, and I know that there's so much doom and gloom out there and there's a lot of speculation about what happens. And now I've even seen some mainstream media talking about what I've said about October 1st, about, you know, the currency issues and things that are going on. You know, really people need to be very proactive at this point and really start to look at their retirement accounts and money that you have and make sure that you're positioning it properly. You know, take some profit out of things you might have. If you have profit in your stock, put it into cash. You know, look at the things you can do. You know, if you don't like gold, silver, gold, farmland is a great thing to buy. You know, there's so many different options you have. You know, it's just really good to be proactive right now.
Absolutely. And that's your job, is to help people understand and organize and determine what their goals should be, what their priorities should be, and you help them meet those goals, don't you, sir?
Well, 100%. You know, gold's up over 35-40% this year. You know, silver's up 42%. You know, things are moving very quick for the metals markets. You know, this is something that, you know, I've been doing now for such a long period of time. And, you know, I can tell everybody, you know, go back and look at what happened in 2008. If you want me to send you some graphs or some charts, I'd be more than happy to. You know, this is kind of something that you can look at past results to see what happens and how gold reacts to this type of a thing. Even go back to 2001, you know, when this type of economic crash happens and there's so much economic uncertainty, gold likes to go up, you know, two or three times, and then it comes back one. So, you know, you're getting such a good movement on your on the metals market now. You know, and I've said this before, it's not that you're making a ton of money. It's that, you know, the dollar is being devalued because, unfortunately, we have to print money to bail ourselves out of the issues. And we print money and we give it to companies. And, you know, we've been doing this company bailout program, you know, giving people money to stay in business. Well, you know, we even gave money, it said, to 27% of the companies that got money from the bailout don't pay taxes. So, I mean, we gave money to a lot of different organizations. You know, we're trying to stimulate the economy the best that Trump can do. But, you know, there's always going to be some that aren't using the money best to their ability. And, you know, but he's still doing everything he can. And there's just going to be so much, you know, damage from this whole thing. You know, we're talking, you know, this bankruptcy number, this is the worst since 2009. That we've seen, you know, monthly numbers.
Steve, these multi-million, billion-dollar corporations, are they doing Chapter 7 or Chapter 11 bankruptcies?
The numbers that are being reported, all it says is May alone, 27 companies reported at least $50 million in liabilities, sought court protection from creditors.
Those would be Chapter 11 bankruptcies. There's hope that they may stay in business and reorganize. Hope is not lost there, at least, is it?
No, you know, and that's what I keep saying. It's eventually we're going to come out of this. We always do. You've never seen a time and period where things went negative forever. You know, we're a great country. We always pull ourselves out of it. You know, we're going to have bumps on the way where there's going to have some issues that we have to overcome. But, you know, that's why, you know, what I tell people is so important in my mind is don't sit there and lose everything and go through such, you know, a hard time when you don't really need to. There are options for you. You can take your money out of these accounts, put it into metal. You can benefit by it. You know, we have clients, I have listeners right now that are on the show that have put money into this that are up over 30% this year alone. So it's, you know, you really have to be proactive and take the first step. I know it's something different than a lot of people haven't done before. You know, people like their stocks or they like their bonds. But, you know, right now I'm telling you that the dollar is really going to be in for a surprise come October 1st. You know, I've said this before. This October 1st thing is going to be a big deal when they revalue the SDR.
Absolutely. Well, SDR is a special drawing rights. This October 1st thing, let's go back to that and tell people what they need to be looking out for and how to get ready for it.
So the IMF meets every 5 years, and the next meeting that they're having is this October 1st. And the last time that the IMF met, they introduced China to the world basket of currencies. And they gave them the third highest position in the basket. You know, this is one of those things where then China took their currency and they said, well, it's not strong enough. What can we do to make it stronger? They backed it by gold. You know, they have their own Shanghai Gold Exchange, which is their own gold platform for prices. You know, they're doing everything they can to be a dominant power in the currency markets. You know, the problem that people have to realize is when they come on October 1st and they look at, you know, what countries are strong, what countries are weak, you know, what position should we have? Currently, we have a 47% holding in the basket of currencies. You know, they're going to look at this and they're going to say, well, America is flirting with, you know, negative interest rates. In some cases, we have negative interest rates for business banking accounts. You know, they're going to look and say, oh, how's the real estate market doing? Right. I believe that we're going to be in a horrible real estate market here in the next couple of months. And that's the because of that forbearance plan that I've mentioned on the show about how people didn't have to pay their bills on their home mortgage, but when they go back to paying those bills, they're going to have a balloon payment that's required. You know, that's going to be a surprise for a lot of people. The jobless claims are out of control. You know, 40 million people in the past few months, you know, it's a scary number. You know, the money that we're printing off is a record number of money. I mean, we're devaluing our currency on a daily basis that it's never been seen before. So, you know, the IMF is going to look at this and all the members are going to say, why should America be this massive 47% if they're having so much problem with their currency? You know, I think that's going to be changed. I think it's going to be changed dramatically. And China has even made it very, very clear to the world that they're going to do anything they can to overtake the U.S. dollar. And the head of the Shanghai Gold Exchange said a few weeks ago that their goal this year was to dethrone the U.S. dollar by October 1st. So, you know, people can say, you know, about this virus, you know, I think I still go back to this. I think that we might be at war with China. I think this is a currency attack. I think it's a biological attack. There's more going on to this story, but they definitely have their sights on us for some reason right now.
Well, the some reason is listed at my website where the top Chinese general, the Minister of Defense, gives his stated goal for what they want to his top generals. They basically want the United States and don't want any people here except their people. So that's the goal.
Yep. And the funny thing is they're doing everything they can. You know, I don't think that everybody understands how important that this meeting really is going to be. You know, if they revalue the dollar and we even drop down to, let's say, 25% and they give that 15% to China, what that does to our dollar, you know, it devalues it tremendously because our dollar will not be as strong as it is now. You know, we're having problems with oil prices. Hopefully the oil prices will come back as people start going out and venturing out again and traveling and doing things. But there's no guarantee. Our storage facilities are over full right now in America. We have more oil than we've ever had. So the chances of oil rebounding at a dramatic rate are very slim. So, you know, China is doing what they can to affect the U.S. dollar, you know, which is with what's going on, especially with real estate. I mean, they own a lot of real estate, believe it or not. You know, there's this, they own debt, they own everything. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
It will be, no doubt about it, none whatsoever. Of course, on the good side, when it's IMF meets, most countries on the planet are having similar issues with their economies due to the Chinese flu. And we may look better than many other countries, which might help us. What do you think?
Well, I think we look better. We always look better because we're America. You know, we print money. We bail ourselves out. You know, we do whatever it takes to try and get things better. But, you know, we print money off and we give to companies to stimulate the economy, stimulate stocks. You know, we have the plunge protection team, which is something that, you know, prevents chaos and fear when the market goes down. You know, a lot of it, John, is smoke and mirror. It really is. You know, when you see these stock numbers that are going up, or, you know, when you see 1,000 points down and the plunge protection team jumps in and they're buying, you know, up all these stocks and then they're putting money into the market, you know, it's funny money. And that money is getting printed out of somewhere. You know, it's just pretend. And every time we do this, you know, we're devaluing the U.S. dollar. So, yes, you know, we look great and we keep doing things to boost numbers. But eventually, we're going to have to pay the piper for what we've done. You know, we've created a dollar system that is so devalued now because of the money that we print, the debt that we're in. You're going to have to fix it. And the other countries are starting to stay away from the U.S. dollar. They're trying to buy oil in different currencies. They're trying to buy oil in cryptocurrencies. They're trying to buy oil and gold. You know, the world value of the U.S. dollar is really tied to oil, and that's what countries like to use to judge what the value is, and they're all kind of staying away.
Absolutely, absolutely. We got a caller on hold here, Steve. We got Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, gentlemen. Fractional landedness, what's gotten us in so much trouble, I believe. What concerns me is property taxes. Here in Texas, you've got, and I'm assuming it's just about everywhere, you've got these entities, whether it's a MUD, a municipal utility district, county, city, school, hospital, you name it. They've guys come up and started with property taxes. So, man, it's only 2 cents per $100 valuation. Well, old boy said one time to me, a penny here, a penny there, well, you get to talk about real dollars, you know, and it just snowballs. And with the devaluation and the all these bonds that is tied to property tax and our income tax, sales tax, all those revenues are going to be down now. If it really hits the fan and people can't pay their property tax, what are they going to do? What are these bondholders going to do to the that holds these bonds to these school districts or any kind of infrastructure that they, you know, uncle mine said one time, told me, I said something about spending all this money and selling these bonds. Well, it's better to build today on today's dollars and pay back with tomorrow's dollars. Well, how do we know where those tomorrow dollars are going to come from?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good point. You know, I have a client who's in Boise who told me that because of the pandemic that they're raising property taxes by 2%. You know, that money.
Okay.
That money. Nobody's working. I mean, the money, you know, that they're trying to get from people to help bail themselves out of the problems they're in, that money's going to add up pretty quick. And, I mean, you're just adding more money for people to pay, you know. That's going to go into mortgages. Mortgages, are, you know, their payments are going to go up dramatically. This is going to be, you know, like I said, this mortgage industry is going to be hurt dramatically because of what's happening. It really
is. You know, they're furloughing or extending the mortgage payments. Here in Texas, they've got an escrow. Part of your mortgage payment every month goes to taxes and insurance. Property taxes and physical damage insurance. Well, if they're not collecting that at the end of the year, they don't have that money to pay these property taxes or the insurance premiums. You know, and if you don't pay on your property tax on time here in Texas, by the time they get to tacking interest and penalties on it, about 6 months down the road, you all owe about double what your property tax is, you know. That's what concerns me is, hey, you know, I've got this little place. I run goats and chickens and God knows a bunch of critters, and we can grow our own food and what have you. That's fine and good. We don't have to have a whole lot of income except to pay our stinking taxes, you know. people don't look at that. If people, it's kind of like payroll deductions. People got the gross amount ever paycheck, and then every quarter or month or every year, they have to write out the full amount that is paid to the IRS and the Social Security and Medicare and what have you.
Hold that thought, Jerry. We got a break. Hold that thought.
Okay.
We got a break.
Well, I'll go. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 28th of May. Help my grandson's football team buy some high-quality 1,800 thread count sheets. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Steve Hunt. His website's linked to my links page. Well, actually, we got a special location for Steve's. Just click on the package there with the gold ribbon, and you'll be at Steve's landing page. And he has a toll-free telephone number. Here it is, 800-630-1491. I say again, 800-630-1491. Steve, we've got about 3.5 minutes here, sir.
Well, you know, back to the previous caller, one of the things he brought up is, you know, at the end of the year, they're going to have unexpected bills. You know, that's why one of the benefits of having gold and silver is whenever you need to cash it out, you just send in metal. You know, and I have clients that have a whole bunch of Morgan dollars and the old Walking Liberty half dollars, and this is what he kind of does with this stuff, is when he needs things or, you know, there's purchases that he needs that are more than what he has in his normal operating account, he'll send in a bag or two of these old silver dollars or half dollars, and he'll cash them out. And you know, one thing people don't realize about metal is a lot of those metal purchases and cash outs are private transactions. You know, unlike a stock market where everything gets reported or 1099, you know, those old silver dollars and half dollars, you know, that we don't have to report anything. We're not required by law to do anything on those. So, you know, they're private transactions. Were think about, you know, if he would have had bought those at the beginning of the year to now, you know, not only does he get to cash that out and it's disposable income now that he can use to do something with, but he's up 35-40% on silver so far in the year. So, you know, this is one of the benefits of having metal that, that people have to realize, you know, yeah, it's not something you go online to E-Trade and you cash out and then have to have wired to your account. But this is something you have in your hands. You know, you put it in a safe. You know, you don't tell a whole lot of people about it because you don't want people to come storm your house when everything falls apart, which, you know, in my opinion, will happen because people are going to panic and say that their debit cards with that special chip they have in it stops working. So, you know, having things in your hand that you can use, even small pieces of silver to barter with, I think will be important. You know, there's a lot of things you can barter with. I mean, you know, think about that, what just happened with everybody panicking about toilet paper. I mean, you know, imagine going to someone with a case of toilet paper and saying, here you go, I'll trade you for some food. You know, people would have took that in a heartbeat in the past few months. So, you know, having things that you can barter with, like small, you know, 10-ounce pieces of silver or even half-ounce pieces of silver is going to be beneficial to you because, you know, there's going to become a time and point with this where money is just not worth anything. And these debit cards and credit cards, you know, you're not going to be able to swipe it because what's the charge really worth? You know, what's the debt going to be worth to these companies? And if people stop paying their bills and you know, credit card companies are having a hard time staying in business, you know, which I think is coming around the corner. You know, these bankruptcies that are going on, it's just going to spread like a wildfire, unfortunately, and it's going to lead to more and more deficiencies with these companies. So, you know, take the initiative now and secure your financial freedom is what I like to tell people. It's, you know, you're not trying to put everything into something. You're not trying to panic. It's just, you know, making sure that when the time comes, should you need it, it's there.
Absolutely. We got our last caller here, Kyle Montana. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Steve and John. One quick question, Steve. Do you see this a perfect storm sort of forming here where if the dollar goes down and like you were talking about earlier to 25% even, and then people can't afford all of these things because of the lower cost of the dollar and everything is going up, their taxes are going up. Where do you see the end result of this stuff ending then? And what would be the ramifications of all of these things, in your opinion?
You know, I've done a lot of research on this, Kyle. You know, I believe personally that the dollar will drop by 50 to 70% in value when all's said and done. And, you know, I think that we're going to come out with a new currency. I think we're going to have to. This currency is so old. Most countries, you know, their currency just doesn't last as long as we have gone with the U.S. dollar. And at some point, I think Trump is going to pull the trigger before the election. And I think, honestly, he's going to come up with a new currency that's backed by gold. He's going to take the gold prices and increase them to $5,000 or $10,000 so he can back the currency because there's just not enough gold that exists for them to back it by with current numbers. So how do you back a currency system when you don't have enough gold? You increase the price. And all of a sudden, now you have plenty of gold to back the currency system. And I've heard this from politicians that I have as clients. I've heard this from economists that I have who are in the know. You know, I've heard that this is something that's been talked about quite a bit. So, you know, I honestly believe that this is coming down the pipe. You know, I just don't know when it's going to happen. You know, I assume it will happen before the election, you know, but it's just you can never guarantee anything.
Excellent. Well, do you think silver is going to follow right along if they happen to do that?
Of course. Of course. Silver is the little sister to gold. It always moves. You know, gold takes off and then silver follows with it. Silver, you know, the potential for silver to go to the 50 or 100 or 200, you know, is there. And if it does, you know, you're going to make way more than gold going to 5,000. But, you know, your steady investment is always gold. You know, if you're looking for just the steady gain and, you know, you're not trying to gamble, you go with gold. If you're trying to get as much as you can and you're trying to go for that boom and wow factor, then you go with silver.
Gentlemen, we're out of time. Steve, we'll have you back next week.
Thank you, John.
Carl, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 5 minute break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned, everybody.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi. homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 28th of May. Well, there's 24 minutes I look forward to every week where we talk about my favorite product, my home business. That would be the Energy Cleaner, marvelous healing device. We begin these conversations with my friend, the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, Mr. Tom Berryhill, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. We're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should use the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. Well, Tom, I got an email dated yesterday, May 27th, 4 p.m., from Paul in Montgomery, Texas. And here's what he says. Subject, Energy Cleaner testimony. After one night and one afternoon, 1 hour nap, with the Energy Cleaner, I'm already feeling better. Worked with yours and my friend Manuel Labor in the garden, took my nap, and added again. Not bad for a 73-and-one-half-year-old. Thanks, Paul, in Montgomery, Texas. Well, it's a great testimony there, isn't it? Just one day and one afternoon, he's ready to go, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, John. And we've had similar responses over the years, 20 years now, and we've had seminars where people tried it out, and in many cases they were feeling results in a half hour, 45 minutes, something like that. It's different for everybody, but most people will start noticing results at least within a few days.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to do some quick math here. The energy cleaner, I've got left in inventory, and I'm trying to do about three different things at once here. I've got four left. I got 16 from you a week ago. That sounds like 12 in a week. So what's 12 times 52?
I don't have a calculator handy, John.
Oh, okay.
Ten.
Okay, 52. Four.
No
two.
Pencil.
That's
to 600. Do it longhand.
That's six. If my math is right, 624 units a year.
All right.
Yeah, and I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Now, out of that 624, I'll ship in the next 12 months. I'll get back four units. That's way less than 1%. Way less than 1%. And I know personally, like, for example, a local contractor, he was having some back issues. And I loaned him an energy cleaner and a rolled-up screen pad to go with it. And about a month later, his wife said, "John, you want to come over and pick it up?" And so I did. Well, the screen wire had not been unrolled. It's easy to tell if a aluminum screen wire has been unrolled and slept on, because it's obviously, there's no doubt that it's been slept on. And I was disappointed, but I respect his choice, to do that or not do it. And these units I get back, sometimes I can tell that they haven't been used, that the screws were never put into the lid, for example. Or that, and we've talked about this before, Tom, how I open up the package of the returned item, energy cleaner, and the stale cigarette smoke almost knocks me over. So people sometimes have some unrealistic expectations of the energy cleaner, don't they, sir?
Well, that's very true. And, John, so many of us have had poor diets over the years. We eat the wrong foods and in vast quantities of the wrong foods. And then somebody will finally get sick, diseased, and quite ill, and they want the magic bullet. They want to flip a switch and everything's better tomorrow, and it just doesn't work that way.
Right.
But the energy cleaner can help you if you want to start correcting some of these bad practices, get rid of the tobacco, cut back on some of these foods. Restaurant food is some of the worst. But John, if you modify your diet, take the right supplements, use the energy cleaner, that will amplify the good effects of any supplements you're taking. It will allow you, in some cases, to cut down on the quantity that you have to take.
Right. Well, the book I'm reading right now has to do with the true nature of whole raw milk from cows that eat it in a pasture. And one of the chapters mentioned the healthiest people on the planet that scientists could find. Among them were Eskimos that eat almost exclusively raw meat, uncooked meat, with a lot of fat. And they have perfect teeth, no chronic disease, very healthy men and women, healthy, happy babies. It's difficult for us in the lower 48 to do that, even if we wanted to, which is why we need to take supplements. But the supplements are, like you say, amplified. I noticed that myself before I started using energy cleaner more than 10 years ago. I was taking about 8 or 10 supplements a day. I'm now down to 1 or 2. And I'm not sure I'll be using those much anymore. Tom, we had a caller on hold here. We got Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John and Tom. The answer I had come up with on the number of energy cleaners a year is a bunch. But anyway, short story, Tuesday afternoon I had a project going, and I needed a step ladder. Went around and got a 6-foot fiberglass ladder. They're the wrong, they're kind of a channel, aluminum channel, and it's leaning up against the wall. And I grabbed that ladder and circled around the corner of the house. I got about 30, 40 feet, and all of a sudden there was some insects buzzing around me, but got beehives and didn't think much about it. And all of a sudden, my left index finger lit up like nobody's business. And I tossed that ladder about 10, 15 foot, and when it laid over, there was a yellow jacket nest that was underneath one of those rungs. And they didn't like me shaking them and rattling them around. Well, about 30 minutes, my finger swelled up about twice its size, and I couldn't size it, fold it over. I said, I better sit down and take it easy for a little while. Had my energy cleaner there, and I looked at it. So I just unhooked the pad that it was attached to and took that lead and wrapped it around my finger about six times. In about 30 minutes, the swelling had gone almost completely down.
All right.
Yeah, you know what, Jerry? That's I've heard similar stories over the years, and I remember an elderly gentleman telling me he had some arthritic pains in his fingers, and he simply wrapped the output wire from the energy cleaner around that the finger that was bothering him the most. He had relief in about a half hour.
That's what I did.
Or anything. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I did. I wrapped that wire around there about six turns, and just let it sit there. And, about 15 minutes, I guess, after I did that, my finger started tingling. You know, how you're set or just right or something, or your hand goes to sleep, or your foot or leg goes to sleep, and your finger starts coming back and how it tingles. That's the way that finger felt. It was strange, and I've used it two or three times since then, and it itches like crazy now, but nearly all the swelling is gone. Now, even my hand, across my knuckles on my hand, had swelled up. I was able to milk that night, and yesterday morning I've been milking since, so without any difficulty. But I thought that was rather interesting incident, and I thought somebody might benefit from it.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Jerry. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Y'all have a good day.
I would just caution people to make sure they wrap the wire loosely around that finger, not tight, just loosely. It doesn't, just so it's making gentle contact. For a larger area, an elbow or a knee or a shoulder, making a pad of aluminum foil from the kitchen. Make it at least four layers thick, maybe double over the edges. Aluminum foil is very delicate. That way it will have a little bit more strength to it. And just put that foil pad on the shoulder, elbow, knee, ankle, whatever it might be, and concentrate that energy. And having a helper place her hand on the pad amplifies it also. We don't talk much about that, Tom. In fact, let's talk about that a little bit more this morning, because that's mentioned in the instructions. How having a helper gently place her hand on that pad will help the injured body part, won't it?
It really does, John. We've never quite understood why, but it's kind of like the laying of hands that we all know about. So perhaps that's the energy flow that's happening, but it does work. And we've heard feedback many times.
Right. It amplifies the effect of the energy cleaner to have a person that you got a personal connection to, obviously it's not going to be a stranger, to place her hand on that pad, and it amplifies the effect of the energy cleaner. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And it's all energy. It's all energy. And I'll be talking to Dr. Horowitz hopefully today. I've just been covered up with projects about our project to make the Mark II version of the energy cleaner. And I want to assure people who already want to place an order, be patient. Be patient, right, Tom?
That's right. That's right, John. We have to work out the flow charts and the details of how this will all be put together. Will not replace the original energy cleaner. It's just an upgrade. It'll be a more expensive model, not by much, but it will have a higher expense, a higher cost, selling cost, and it will do some extra things. It'll have the 528 hertz frequency that Dr. Horowitz talks about. We'll incorporate that in an energy cleaner model once the details are worked out.
Well, we have new listeners every week, so as people who never heard of the energy cleaner, don't know who Tom Berryhill is, barely know who I am. So here's from the beginning. The energy cleaner is a electronic healing device. It's not a Rife machine. It's not a TENS unit. It puts out an electrostatic healing signal. About the size of a cigar box, takes 9 D as in Delta, 9 D cell batteries, no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. Simply one place to plug in one wire that hopefully would be connected to one of the mattress pads that I offer for sale, and one LED light that alternately flashes red or green, telling you two things. First of all, it's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. Most people these days, from the get-go, Tom, they buy a mattress pad and an energy cleaner. You simply put the 9 D cell batteries in an energy cleaner, put the mattress pad on your bed, make the bed as you normally do, plug the mattress pad into the energy cleaner, and just sleep on it. Nothing could be simpler, could it, Tom?
No, and that's the way most people use it. They don't even give it a second thought. It's connected to a bed where they spend their night hours, and they get the healing effects from that energy signal all night. They get up in the morning, go to work, go about their daily business, and back to bed that night, and the cycle repeats. It's that simple. You don't have to think about it. There's no on-off switches. There's no dials to adjust. You don't even have to think about it, except you should change those batteries once a year, mainly so they don't leak. It'll keep running, but the chance of leakage is greater at about a one-year time. So change the batteries to prevent any damage. Of course, if damage does occur from leaking batteries, we can revive almost any energy cleaner that has been made in the last 20 years, all the way back to day one. We can rebuild them. So, but why take on that expense if you just be careful with those batteries? Change, and that's any electronic device, John. You know that we should change those batteries. Or if you're not going to use any electronic device for a while, take the batteries out when the unit goes in storage. Same with the energy cleaner.
Absolutely. Well, another method which is extremely effective is the bathtub method. Here's what you do. There's a power cord that comes with the energy cleaner. It's got a plug on one end, a banana plug for that goes into the energy cleaner, and an alligator clip on the other end. Just take a metal spoon. Why a metal spoon? Because it's metal and it has no sharp edges. And you fill up a bathtub, or it could be a hot tub, by the way, with comfortably warm water. With a hot tub, just turn down the temperature to 98 degrees. And place that spoon connected to the energy cleaner in the water and just climb to the tub and stay in there until it starts cooling down, or keep adding water. Spend an hour, even more if you want. And your body is completely immersed in that signal. It's very relaxing. I typically do that when I'm on a trip. I don't have a bathtub in my home. We've got showers here. And I find it very relaxing and very refreshing after a day on the road. The hot tub method, most hot tubs are 112, 115 degrees. Turn the temperature down to 98. It'll take about a day to get down to that temperature. At 98 degrees, you can tolerate the hot tub for an hour. And once again, very relaxing and very healing. The clinic that Lee Kroc had three hot tubs, didn't it, Tom?
I believe it was three, may have been more. He was always adding to the capacity. But everybody that came to visit him learned all about energy healing, and everybody, as they showed up, was issued an energy cleaner for their personal use during their stay. They could stay as long as they liked. There were people who stayed there a couple of weeks, but usually 2 or 3 days, and they learned about how this energy healing technique is applied and used. And one of the best methods, of course, was that hot tub. And he had people coming in there with some chronic problems, John, some serious problems. And the first thing Lee always did was get them to go in that hot tub. And right. That's where they saw the best and quickest relief for their issues. So it's really a good practice.
Right. Typically it would be an hour in the morning, an hour in the afternoon. Lounge chairs with energy cleaner pads, and of course the beds in the lodge had energy cleaner pads also. I offer the energy cleaners for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. There's a drop-down menu under products. Just click on that. You'll scroll down to Energy Cleaner, where you can make your purchase of the Energy Cleaner mattress pad to go with it. We have everything in stock ready for immediate shipment. Mattress pads come in twin size, full size, queen, king, California king, and handy travel size. You can make your purchase using PayPal right there at my website, MasterCard, Visa, and I have a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Tom, I hope to be getting the latest, the updated edition of Steve Whitman's book, Winning Life's Lottery, an extra 100 pages, where he gives the Energy Cleaner and myself credit for saving his life. What a wonderful story. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. Listen, Joe, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 28th of May. Well, Tom, more and more people are getting interested in gardening for obvious reasons. We could easily see, and we already are, we're seeing dramatic increases in the price of food. And that's where the Energy Cleaner comes in, doesn't it, sir?
It really does, Tom. John. And, yeah, I'm here. If I had it muted. If there's a garden plot that you want to increase the growth, all you do is put some chicken wire over the plants, so right over the top of the plants, connect the Energy Cleaner to it, keep the chicken wire up on plastic fence posts so it's not grounded, and the signal isn't shunted to earth ground. So you suspend it over those plants, and it will get as close as you can to the plants, but make sure you have a mechanism to raise it as the plants grow, because they will grow a lot more rapidly. But you'll increase the production of vegetables. It's just amazing how well that works.
It is. And people who grow ornamentals, they don't want us talking about, because they enter competitions with these ornamentals, and they don't want their secret getting out that they use the energy cleaner to win competitions, don't they?
Yes, and it always reminds me of the one gentleman and his wife that grew flowers for competitive purposes, and they entered at all types of county and state fairs, and he didn't want me talking about that. He said he didn't want his competition catching on and doing the same thing, but they grew huge roses, John. It was amazing.
It is amazing. And, well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. At my website at thelibertyman.com, you can read up on the energy cleaner, the patent application information. It's fascinating how this came into being. And it's the real deal. I double-checked my math. At the rate of 12 a week, that's 624 a year, Tom. That's a lot of energy cleaners helping a lot of families getting their life back, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And we work every day just about getting these units made and out the door, John, so that people can get the healing signal and the benefits that this energy cleaner offers.
Well, I've been doing this with you for 10 years. That translates into many thousands of families, not just the United States, but all over the world. I ship these things all over the planet, England, Australia, New Zealand. And it's very gratifying to be able to help people like this, isn't it?
It is. And we've got so many of these out worldwide. They've been in production for over 20 years now. And all the way back to day one, John, we can service the early units if people have problems or need help. There's, say, the battery's leaked or something was broken or damaged. We can repair them at a flat rate charge all the way back to day one. So the parts are on hand. But very seldom do we have to do anything like that. Very seldom is there any damage or anything. These units are running all the way back to the first units made.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Read up on it, study on it, make your decision, place your order. I'll ship it the next business day. Doesn't get any better than that, does it, Tom?
Nope. And we put a lot of effort into this, John. And like I said, we're working almost every day and getting these units made. And the upgraded model that will have some extra functions at a higher selling price, but it will not replace the original energy cleaner that we're talking about right now.
There we go.
Those will continue to be sold as well.
Tom, we'll have you back tomorrow morning and talk about emergency communication. Thank you, sir.
Okay, John. Talk to you then.
Okay. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.